Shadishmai. So the Chavetz Chaim writes, continues in his Hakdama, that the Yetzer Hara will tell you, okay, and you'll take on being Shomer your Piv. You'll take on Shmir Shalashan, but it'll only be for like certain days. It's not going to be an ongoing thing. Says the Chavetz Chaim, if a person thinks about this deeply, they will see that this is a claim of the Yetzer Hara is a fallacy. And he says that it's been, as they say, tested and tried already, that any person who wants to work hard in this, it will be second nature to them. It will be so easy for them to be careful. They'll have that feeling whenever words leave their mouth. And it will be just so noticeable on what's proper, what's not proper. And that will replace what was originally, before they were careful with Shmiras HaLashon. They wouldn't even think twice about it. They wouldn't feel it. It would be so habitual. Words would just come out of their mouth. It wouldn't matter at all. Anything, whatever they wanted to say came out. Says the Chavetz Chaim, a little bit of alacrity in this inyan to hold oneself back from saying things that are usher, that alone is enough to remove the bad habit. And that is what's going to make it easy for a person to be successful in this area. Says the Chavetz Chaim, and even if there's some sort of duration of time that a person is not so careful about these things for whatever reason, still the person will find himself many times victorious over the Yetzer Hara in this regard. And a person will never ultimately give up hope. And then he'll come back rejuvenated, reawakened to be Shomer, and then he'll truly be victorious for all his days. This will be his life conduct of being careful and noticing what comes out of his mouth. And that's what the Gemara in Brachos says, that a person should always fight the Yetzer Hara. And it'll always be a fight. And that's what we're looking for, that at least it should be a fight.